All right. Last time, on Tales from the Ironlands, Kalira Sophie's daughter embarked on a journey to rescue her father, who had been taken by an Earth Primordial. Heading north from her home village of Palenham, Kalira started out all right, moving quite quickly through the cold landscape on her way, following the trail of the Primordial. And then, so focused on the trail that she wasn't paying attention to her surroundings, she came between a mother boar and her piglets. The boar charged her, and as a result of a lengthy combat, she died, went to the lands beyond, and made a deal with death in exchange for being returned to life so that she could rescue her father. Kalira Sophie's daughter has sworn to bring the Rose of Light and Shadow to death. So, that's going to be quite the task. It is a vow of epic difficulty, and not her concern at this very moment, because as we begin, she is in desperate straits. Her health is at zero. Her momentum is at -6. She is both wounded and cursed, and desperately needs to heal herself. She's not going to be any good to anyone in this state. And so, for her opening move, Kalira struggles to pull herself away from the boar and find the closest thing that might pass for shelter here in the lands of the Havens. Just a couple hundred yards away from the boar, she finds a large boulder projecting from the side of a hill, and taking shelter from the wind on the lee side of the boulder, she sinks to the ground and roots through her pack, pulling out the herbal remedies that her mother packed for her before leaving Palenham, and she is going to attempt to heal herself. So, she needs to roll wits or iron, whichever is higher. They are, in fact, the same. So I'm going to roll, let's go with wits. She's not feeling very iron at the moment. This is +2. Now, she has the herbalist path, which allows her to either, when you attempt to heal using herbal remedies and you have at least +1 supply, you may choose one, decide before rolling, add +2, or on a hit, take or give an additional +1 health. She is currently wounded, which means she cannot recover health. So I have currently 5 supply, and so I'm just going to roll and add +2. So I'm rolling and adding 4 overall. Okay, I have rolled a 5 on my action die, +4 is 9, and that is very good because I rolled double 8s. This is a strong success on doubles, and I think given that, I am not only going to clear the wounded condition, I'm also going to give her back +1 health. So, no longer, you know, on the very verge of death, Kalira has pulled out bandages, lineaments, herbal tonics, and salves, which she uses to bind her many wounds from the fight with the boar. It is getting dark and cold. Although it is spring here in the Iron Lands, it is still early spring, and even at the height of summer, it is a chilly place. So I think her next move will have to be to make camp. All right. Rolling plus supply. I don't think that The supply was actually reduced by that heal check, so my supply is still at +5. And so I'm rolling supply here. Okay. I have a 9, 4 plus 5 for my action score, and the dice came up 8 and 6. So that is a strong hit. Oh, that's so good. I am going to choose from the two options from the list. I am going to take, recuperate for 1, plus 1 health, and considering that I am still severely wounded, I think I'm going to suffer minus 1 supply in order to gain another plus 1 health. Putting my health at 3 and my supply at 4. Kalyra is experienced. She has spent time in the wilds before, accompanying her father Baron on his long, looping trails through the forest to hunt. However, she has not often spent time by herself in the wilds. It is a lonely task. The wind rustles through the trees. She huddles against the rock, wrapped in her cloak. She has decided not to light a fire, because she does not have the strength to gather the firewood that would be necessary for that. And so she simply huddles through the long night. It is not particularly restful, but in the morning she feels somewhat better. I think, however, before embarking on her next journey, she is going to tend to her wounds again with another heal check. She still has more than plus 1 supply, so I'm going to choose with the herbalist path. If I hit, I can gain an additional health. Rolling wits or iron, whichever is lower, they're both the same, so I will roll wits and add just 2 this time because I have chosen the other option. Oh, well, that's a turn. Very unfortunate. All right, I have rolled a 1 on my action die for a total of 3, and I got double 8s on the challenge dice. So my aid is ineffective, and I must pay the price. Let's take a look at that and see what paying the price looks like today. I think there are 2 possible negative outcomes here. Either Kalyra fumbles and loses some of her herbal supplies, spoiling them by, for example, dropping a vial on the ground and seeing it seep out into the dirt. Or else she fumbles badly and injures herself. She was not ready yet. So I think the more likely of the two is that she's just going to destroy some of her supplies. So now we need to ask the Oracle. If I get a 26 or higher, then I have spoiled supplies. If it is lower than that, then my supply remains at 4, but I lose a health. 98. I have lost 1 supply. Kalyra has pulled out a salve that her mother prepared. It is a light balm which smells faintly of pine needles, which went into the making of it. And she goes to spread this across her wounds. It's meant to ward against infection. But as she does, her trembling hands drop drop the jar, which falls to the ground, and the salve, it shatters all over. It tumbles against a rock and comes to a stop, glistening in the dirt. She looks at it numbly. It is quite a blow, but there is nothing much for it. And so, Kalyra had an extraordinarily traumatic first day on her journey. She is leery, worried that she might wind up in another fight. If that happens, she will need every advantage. And so she is going to conduct the keen ritual to enhance her blade once again. She draws it, grasps the blade by her hands, and holds it to her chest once more, as is her wont when she is communing with the souls of those it has sent beyond the Black Gate. And she is going to roll plus heart. So that's plus 3. All right. 3 plus 3 is 6 total on the action score, and the dice came up with a 5 and an 8. Meaning that as she hums the ritual that calls out to the souls that are tied to the sword, they rise up, their voices keening back at her in her mind. It has succeeded, and she will deal plus 1 harm on a strike or clash, but it was a weak hit, and therefore she needs to endure stress. Okay, minus 2 on her spirit track, which was at 3 previously, so now she is only at plus 1. This has been a very demoralizing journey. And she's going to roll heart or spirit, whichever is higher. Well, heart is at 3, and spirit is at 1, so rolling heart. 4 plus 3 is 7. And I have a 7 and an 8 on the dice. I have missed. I suffer minus 1 momentum, which does not actually affect me, because my momentum is currently at negative 6, because I have not taken a moment to reset it. When I reset my momentum, I will reset it to 1 below where it would ordinarily be. Which, at the moment, is 0, because I have 1, because I have 1 debility marked cursed. My maximum momentum is at 9, and my reset is at 1, so the next time I reset momentum, which I should do before I go anywhere, it's going to be at 0 instead. The world is a hard place. I should eat something before I go. Kalyra fixes herself a simple breakfast. She takes a moment to gather a few sticks and makes some porridge or oatmeal. The warmth soothes her soul a little bit. So she is going to make the secure an advantage move, which I think eating breakfast is advantageous. They always tell you to eat breakfast before you go to a test or something. Yeah. I think this counts as make preparations. And I think it qualifies as courage. She is not giving up, despite the major setbacks that she has encountered. So I'm going to roll a heart. Rolling it, plus 3. I have a 5 total against a 4 and an 8. So a weak hit. I get plus 1 momentum, except that I'm resetting my momentum here. And I reset the momentum to 0 because of the failure from before. And I don't think that weak hit is actually going to give me any more than that. So, as it stands, Kalaira is at 3 health, 1 spirit, 3 supply, and 0 momentum. But the day is wasting, and her father needs her. And so, although she would like to have a more advantageous situation, she is going to undertake the journey once again. Incidentally, the second undertake a journey move that I made in the first session, I decided to mark 1 progress off of that. It was not a hit, but considering the outcome and that she had been traveling for most of the day, I gave her half progression on that. So, now we're going to undertake journey. This is a dangerous journey. Rolling wits. Okay. Huh. 4 on the action dice total, and a 1 and a 10 on the dice. So that's a weak hit. Kalaira pulls herself together and staggers onwards. The trail of the primordial takes a little while to find, but it is not difficult. The primordial, as a being of earth and stone, has left a quite obvious trail where the dirt has been disrupted. It will take some time for that to fade away, and so it is fairly easy to follow once it's been found. Partway through the day, however, the trail crosses a creek, which flows down from the hills that rise to the northwest. It's not a deep creek, but it is cold, shallow, rocky, and swift. Kalaira takes a moment to remove her boots, roll up her trousers so she can slosh through, but partway through, she slips on a rock and falls into the stream. No particular harm has come to her from this, but once she gets to shore on the far side, she discovers that her pack fell open partway in the water, and another one of her herbal remedies has washed away. She spends some time looking for it, hoping it will have washed up downstream, but it is gone. So she's reached a waypoint, but suffered -1 supply, leaving her at 2 supply. This has occupied about half the day. I'm going to mark progress. Her supplies are getting dangerously low, I think, so she is going to attempt to resupply by hunting in the woods. She has a bow and arrow. She's not the best with them, but she's going to attempt to see if she can resupply and keep an eye out for fresh supplies of herbs that she could use to treat herself at the same time. Rolling wits at +2. Okay. 3 on the action die, +2 is 5, versus a 3 and a 1 on the dice. That's a strong hit. Good. I get +2 supply. Excellent. Kalaira is able to not only find an excellent patch of ruby wort, which is used for stanching wounds, she also kills a rabbit. She will have fresh rabbit for dinner. That, however, occupies the rest of the day, and so she is going to make camp once again. Rolling plus supply, so currently at plus 4. Alright, I rolled a 1 on the action die. Plus 4 is 5, versus a 3 and a 7. It is a little difficult to find a good place to camp that's not too far from the trail left by the primordial, but eventually she finds a great nurse log, a mother tree. It must have been centuries old when it fell, and even now it is rotting away and providing a place for new trees that have begun to spring up from it. I think she is going to relax a little bit as a result of this and take plus one spirit. She contemplates the balance of nature, the old giving way to the new, and the hope of renewal springing from death. Spirit has increased to plus two. In the morning, she is going to attempt to heal herself once more. I have plus 4 supply, and I am going to attempt to give an additional plus 1 health on a hit. Rolling wits. Okay. I have a 2 plus 2 is 4 versus a 2 and a 4 on the dice. That is a weak hit. Oh. Actually, I didn't realize you actually get 2 health back on a hit, which would put her at full. So I'm going to retcon that instead of giving extra health, which she would not benefit from, she's going to add plus 2 to the roll, which would make it a strong hit. There is no penalty, and she is now fully recovered from her fight with the boar. I mean, maybe there's some stiffness left over, but she's back to effectively where she needed to be, which is not bad for 2 days from being from the door of death, literally. Once again, Kalyra did not light a fire in the night, but simply huddled in her cloak for warmth, and it happened the previous night too, but she hadn't been paying as much attention. She noticed that the cold wind didn't seem to bite as deeply as she might have expected. She finds this slightly puzzling, but is glad not to be cold. Her sword is still enhanced, because there was no combat on the previous day. And therefore, she is going to attempt to undertake her journey once more. It's now been 3 days since her father was taken. Rolling wits. I'll have to make a spreadsheet showing what you roll for each of these moves. Okay. I have a 6 on the action die for a total of 8, which is very nice, and a 4 and a 2 on the challenge dice. That is a strong hit. So, I'm going to reach another waypoint. The waypoint yesterday was the stream, I should add. Today, the waypoint is the border between the Havens and the Hinterlands. The Havens are hilly, but not nearly so hilly as the Hinterlands, which are beginning the long, slow rise up to what will be the mountains beyond them, the Veiled Mountains. Coming to the top of a hill, she sees this shield of stone that has been thrust up from the ground, a spine of stone that runs from west to east, dark gray, clad in a cloak of trees. That is the border to the Hinterlands, and as soon as she crosses over it tomorrow morning, she will be well and truly out of territory that she has any familiarity with. Her supplies are fairly good. What can I do to increase my spirit? All right. It seems that the only way to increase spirit is to make camp and relax. I think Kalyra is going to take a moment to ensure that she is fully supplied. She's going to make a resupply check here. So, rolling plus wits. She has 3 versus a 5 and a 1. It's a weak hit. She suffers -1 momentum, but gains more supplies. In the forests, she's able once again to hunt. This time she brings down, I think, a partridge that was running about on the on the forest floor. She has that for dinner. Partridge. And now we're going to make camp again. Tomorrow will most likely mark the end of her journey, or at least she hopes so. All right. Making camp is rolling plus supply. So I have a 9 versus a 7 and a 5. That is a strong hit. I am going to take +1 spirit and +1... Do I want momentum? Or a bonus on undertaking the journey in the morning? I think I'm going to take the bonus on undertake a journey in the morning. The night is uneventful. Kalyra takes a moment this time to make a campfire. She has found a fold in the hills where she thinks that her fire will not attract much attention. She's careful to get old, dry wood from the forest floor that will burn cleanly and not send up much smoke. She keeps it small, but it is a relief to have hot food and some warmth in the night. In the morning, she is going to secure an advantage, I think, by... well, I don't know quite what she would do in order to do that. So no, she's just going to go straight to undertake a journey at +1. Rolling at +3. Oh dear. I have rolled a 1 on the action die. +3 is 4 versus a 6 and an 8. And so I have failed. As you enter the Hinterlands, the land becomes progressively more broken. The hills grow taller, and the way between them becomes less obvious. There are a series of valleys and rises over which Kalyra must make her way, following the trail of the Earth Primordial. It seems not to have been much concerned with obstacles that are greater for a human than a primordial. Kalyra finds herself attempting to follow the trail down a long, steep slope of loose scree. Many thousands of tiny flakes of stone, and the footing is very perilous. I think she is going to have to face danger in order to make her way down the slope without falling and injuring herself. So we're going to make a face danger check. That is, I think, going to have to be plus edge, because precision and agility seem important to navigating a steep slope of loose rock. One of her poorest stats. She is rolling at plus one. Aha! Six on the die, plus one is seven, and there are a two and a four on the challenge dice. So that is a strong hit, and she gains a momentum, quite literally, for she sees that it will be possible just to slide down this slope. Rather than attempting to navigate it at all, she simply takes a seat and slides, bumping, down the slope of scree to the bottom, coming to a halt in a cloud of rock dust at the bottom. Standing up, she brushes herself off and smiles a bit. It was a little fun, she has to admit. And that is a successful move. All right, so I believe now I need to reach her destination. I have to roll the challenge dice and compare to her progress, which is currently 9, so I think it's pretty good odds here. Yes, she has a 4 and a 7 on the challenge dice, and so shortly after reaching the bottom of the slope of loose scree, Kalyra catches up, or finds the destination of the primordial. Now, I do not know where this primordial was going, and so, although this is a strong hit, the situation at the destination favors me. I am going to take plus one momentum, because my momentum is currently at 0, and I'd like to have it at plus one, or better. And now I need to ask the Oracle what I find. All right, Oracle, where was the primordial going? I got a 1. All right. Location seems sensible. So a 1 on the location is a hideout. The primordial has come to a hideout, which I envision as an enormous, well, I don't know, there's an enormous cliff, and in the face of it, there is a large cave opening that the trail of the primordial leads directly into. As for what might be within it, I don't know. Kalyra makes her way into the cave, sword at the ready, cautiously advancing. In the darkness of the cave, what does she see, Oracle? What do I roll here? Action and theme? Let's try that. Action and theme. So, action. Got an 11. Break. And the theme is a 6. Safety. Break safety. Within the cave, Kalyra finds her father. He is held against the wall. Bonds of stone hold him against the wall. His face hangs. He is clearly severely wounded and probably unconscious. Looking around, she does not immediately see anything else, and so she rushes forward. Father! Father! He makes no response. As she comes closer, Kalaira can see this very strange thing happening. It looks as though the stone is slowly growing into her father. Tiny strands of stone have separated from the wall behind him and have begun to press into his flesh. She looks at this in puzzlement and attempts to free him. He is held in place by bonds of stone that wrap about his wrists and his waist and his legs. She begins chipping away at the one, attempting to break it, and successfully frees his right arm, which falls forward. He groans as she does so. Father, are you awake? Can you hear me? But he makes no response. And that's when she hears the rumble from behind her. Looking back, she sees that the primordial is there. Perhaps it was melded into the stone wall before. Perhaps it was gone and has returned. It is unclear, but it is there now, and it is watching her. Its face is made of a dozen tiny rocks, which just cling together in a vaguely humanoid shape. And in between the gaps where the eyes would be, she can see a pair of glowing orange lights. And it gazes deep at her. She turns and says, "What are you doing? Why have you brought my father here? What are you doing to him?" The primordial gazes back at her, and it speaks in a deep, gravelly voice, and it says,
"Child."
"Child? What do you mean?"
"Child."
She looks puzzled. The primordial moves towards her. She raises her sword defensively, but it does not attack as yet. Instead, it lifts one massive arm and extends a finger that is the size of her head, and it points at the tiny strands, almost, of stone that are beginning to grow into Baron's back. "You're making him a primordial?"
"Child, yes."
"But why?" All right, now we're going to have to ask the Oracle. Why is this primordial trying to make Baron Verkinson into another primordial? Let's just go straight to the theme. We know what he's doing, so we just not know why. I got, you know what? I'm going to ignore the roll that I got, which was a 75 mysticism. It doesn't tell me a whole lot. Instead, I'm going to take a 48, which my eye fell on.
debt.
Debt? Whose? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I can't let you take him. Kalyra is going to attempt once more to break her father free.
No,
says the primordial, and we are going to enter the frame. All right, I have not been ambushed, and the primordial is definitely aware of me, so I think we are facing off. I'm going to roll plus heart here. What is the difficulty of an Earth Primordial? Probably pretty high. I'm guessing that's going to be pretty bad. Ah, yes. It's extreme. All right. Entering the fray, rolling plus heart. Okay. I have 5 + 3 = 8 versus an 8 and a 10. So I have missed on this enter the fray. I begin combat at a disadvantage, and the Earth Primordial has the initiative. Okay. I begin at a disadvantage. I have to pay the price. I think the price is going to be that I raise my sword to strike at the Earth Primordial, and it smashes the sword out of my hand. In fact, it smashes me and the sword in two different directions. I let go of it, and it flies back past me in the darkness of the cavern. I think that's probably enough. But the foe has the initiative, and I am going to face danger, I think. I'm going to face danger by scrambling to my feet and running to get my sword, without which I have no real hope of defeating this creature. So we're going to make a face danger check. I am going to say this requires speed. I have to get away from the Earth Primordial and find my sword. So I'm rolling plus edge, which is my worst stat. I have rolled a 1 on the action die, plus 1 = 2 versus an 8 and a 9. I have failed. A dramatic and costly turn of events. Pay the price. I'm gonna die before I get to do anything cool. What do I want to happen here in terms of bad things? I mean, I could take a hit. One hit. Or I really can't think of much else. I think I'm just going to have to take a hit. So, my health drops from 5 to 1. Ouch. Ouch. The primordial lunges forward as I rise to my feet and attempts to strike me. Cry out, my arm is broken. A wounded condition, which is a little more severe. So I take a severe thumping, but my bones are intact. And then I rush over, but I cannot find the sword in the dark. I need that sword. I really do. I'm going to try and secure an advantage. I cannot let that thing hit me again, because it would be very, very bad. So I am going to try and get into it. I mean, it's big. I'm going to try and get into a small area of the cavern that it can't really get to me from. Hopefully there is such a place, and we're going to roll secure an advantage. This sounds like a shadow roll to me. Also, my worst stat at plus one. So, let's hope the dice are a little kinder this time. Alright, 5 plus 1 is 6, versus a 6 and a 2. I have a weak hit. I gain plus 1 momentum. Alright. I have backed myself into a narrow crevice at the back of the cavern. The primordial is a bit too large to get at me there. Unfortunately, I am kind of trapped in here and don't have a lot of options. I could throw rocks at it. I wonder if my sword is in this little crack with me. That would be an excellent question. Let's ask the oracle. It is unlikely that my sword is in this little crevice with me. I need to roll a 76 or higher in order to get my sword. I rolled a 78. It is wonderful. I back away a little bit and get my sword. Hooray. That is very good. I am trapped. I have my sword back, but I'm trapped in a corner with an angry primordial outside. I think it is going to begin pounding on the walls, attempting to collapse portions of the cave around me, and I need to face danger. This is probably going to be edge, because I need to dodge falling rocks. 2 plus 1 is 3 versus a 2 and a 0. So I have a weak hit on a face danger check, which I need to look up now. Alright, what happens is I dodge most of the rocks, but one of them crashes against my pack, and I hear a tinkle as something smashes in there, probably some more herbal supplies, dropping my supply from plus 5 to plus 4. I think that's all right. All right, I need to... So far, I have not done anything to the primordial. I need to strike. Now, I have... My sword is keen, so on a strong hit, it'll deal plus one harm. Lose that with a one on the action die. Yes, so we're going to strike. Rolling at plus iron, so plus two here. Ooh-hoo! I have a two. Plus 2 is 4 versus double ones on the dice. That worked very well. I think what happens is I rush forward. I raise the sword of my ancestors and strike at the primordial. My blow lands true, dealing... So I get 3 ticks from my strike. 1, 2... 3. However, as I land the blow, because of the double ones here, the sword calls out, it cries out, and a moment later, a stone hits the primordial from behind, and glancing over, past under its arm, I can see that my father, Baron, has raised his head. He is awake, and he has clutched at a stone that was within his reach and thrown it at the primordial, inflicting one further harm. I am greatly heartened. Dad, hang in there. We'll get through this.
I will try, he says.
And because I struck, I think I have the... And it was a strong hit. I think I have the initiative now. Oh, that was a strong hit, so it was actually plus one harm in addition to all the other things, so that's one more tick. That's nice. I have initiative. Yep. Okay, I am going to strike again, because I think I need to. I have a 6 on the action die, plus 2 iron is 8 versus an 8 and a 1. So that's a weak hit. I inflict harm 3 and lose the initiative. That's actually 2 full progress markers there. That's good. All right, I have lost the initiative, and I'm within the range of the primordial here, so he is going to take a swipe at me, I'm pretty sure. It's a little fuzzy on whether or not how to decide when harm is done by an opponent. I mean, it's in other role-playing systems, there is a roll to hit versus AC, and that determines whether or not a hit has been made. I mean, if we clash and I get a strong hit, do I take harm still? I don't think so. I mean, there are 2 options here. I could try and dance away to avoid harm. I think clash is the only reasonable option here, so we're going to clash. Rolling plus iron. Please be kind, oh dice. The dice have not been kind. I have rolled a 1 on my action die, which will cancel the effect of my keen ritual. And I have not even succeeded because there was a 10 on one challenge die and a 3 on the other. I needed to roll 1 higher to get a weak hit. I have missed. I am outmatched. I must pay the price, which I think the only logical price to pay is taking a hit. So I lose 1 health going down to 0, and then I lose 3 momentum. 1, 2, 3, putting me at -1. So then I've lost initiative. I am going to try to secure an advantage by backing up so it can't do that to me again. This is just another edge roll, so rolling edge. I have 4 plus 1 is 5. Versus a 1 and an 8, so it's a weak hit. I take plus 1 momentum. I do not think that gives me initiative, however, which means that I am going to... Actually, doesn't feel like something to do in the middle of combat. I was kind of thinking I might try the keen ritual again to enhance my sword once more, but I don't think that's something fast enough to do in the middle of combat. So instead, I am simply going to throw some rocks at it in the hopes of driving it back a little bit. So that will be another secure an advantage. At using edge, again, because it's ranged. I got a 7, 6 on the die, plus 1, versus a 7 and a 6 on the challenge dice. So it's a weak hit. I gain plus 1 momentum. My hail of rocks drives it back a little bit, but not much. I call out to my father. Father, are you all right? Can you move? And he coughs back and says, I'm restrained. You surely saw. Oh, Right. I'm just... Oh. And I'm going to try to... I think I have to rush forward and strike again, because there's not a whole lot to do. All right. Strike. Here it goes. Rolling iron.
Rolling iron, hear my plea.
I have a 6. Oh, no, wait. I can't do this because I don't have initiative. Let's come up with something else to do. Yeah. All right, we're going to clash. But I have... Clash is the only way to get initiative back, which is really awful. When do I make endure harm checks? Kind of wish there was a flowchart for combat. I mean, it would probably be very difficult to do because there's a lot of different options, but just a basic, if you do this, then you do that, would be helpful. And you face physical... Oh, I was supposed to make an endure harm check for that hit I took earlier. And in fact, I've taken 2 hits now. I'd better do that. The first time... Well, actually, I took 4 damage that first time, so I was at +1, so... +1 health. So iron would have been better. Let's... The first time I endured harm, I got a weak hit and pressed on, and the second time I endured harm, I got... Ugh. 4 plus 2 is 6 versus double 6s, so that would be a miss. So my momentum should be 1 lower. I was at 0 health at that point, and I would have to mark wounded again. Alright. -1 momentum. So let's move that down. Okay, so that has been retconned. Actually, make it, because it was doubles, it should be -2 momentum, putting it in -1 currently. If I want to beat this guy, I need to make more progress. And I can't do that unless I go fight him, which allows me... I mean, I have this little nook. I could just stand at the back and throw rocks at him. Let's see if he's smart enough to stand there and take it. So I think I'm going to... I mean, can you clash at range? Let me double check. Yes, you can. It's rolling edge, which is my worst stat. One of my 2 worst stats. All right. So it... once again begins pounding at the walls, trying to get at me, and I am going to throw rocks at it. I have a 5 versus an 8 and a 3, so weak hit. I inflict harm, which would be just 2 right now. 1, 2, because it's not a weapon. It's just throwing rocks at it. And then I must pay the price, and the foe still has the initiative. So I think pay the price, I'm going to face danger once again. Actually, I don't know which stat I'm rolling here. I need to go look at face danger. More rocks are collapsing around me. It's going to be speed. Agility, precision is going to be edge. So 3 plus 1 is 4 versus a 3 and an 8. It's a weak hit. And I think my supply drops once again as my bag gets caught on the rough walls of the cavern, and a bit of my supplies spill out on the floor and fall unheeded to the cavern floor. I think this primordial does not think it is seriously in any danger from me. So it is just going to continue trying to pound its way into this tiny little area that I've got, and I will clash at range again. And 2 plus 1 is 3 on the action die versus a 1 and a 6. Another weak hit. So I inflict 2 harm again. 1, 2. That is another bar on the progress track for fighting the primordial. And I have to pay the price. I think we're going to do the same thing, facing danger versus falling rocks. This is getting increasingly more dangerous, I think. Pretty soon the ceiling is going to have to collapse on me. And I have failed. I got a 1 on the action die for a total of 2 versus a 3 and a 5. The miss means that my little hideaway is collapsing around me, and I have to rush out of it. I no longer have the cover that I had before. So I dodge past the primordial as my cover collapses behind me. Back in the main area of the cave, I spin away from the primordial. It turns to face me, lumbering towards me, and I think we're going to have to clash in melee at this point, because I still don't have the initiative. Oh hey, I'm supposed to get or take or retain initiative when I score a strong hit, but I don't think that's mattered, because so far I haven't gotten any strong hits except the one on the clash when I already had initiative. Okay. Welp. There was a strike, but that's okay. So I'm going to clash again, rolling iron. Oh, I have a 4 on the die plus 6. Plus 2 is total of 6. Versus a 9 and a 10. So I have missed. I must pay the price, and I think the only reasonable price to pay is for a hit for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Putting my momentum at negative 5. I am overmatched here. There's not a whole lot I can do. I stagger backwards as the primordial slams its enormous stony fist into me.
That must be paid,
it says. Kalyra is going to have to face danger and flee. She can't. She can't stay here. She will die again and not be able to rescue her father. So she is going to make the face danger move here. Which is going to be edge, because it's all about speed here. 6 plus on the action die plus 1 is 7 versus an 8 and a 1. So that is a weak hit on the face danger. She is dispirited, I think. She's going to suffer minus 1 on the spirit track. She successfully evades the fists of the golem, crying, "I'm sorry, Father, I'll come back, I swear it." Which is just a reiteration of her vow to rescue her father, which she's so far made almost no progress on. In fact, literally no progress, because she hasn't made a milestone. Maybe I should make a milestone for having gotten here and found him? Anyhow, she has fled the fight. Emerging from the cavern, Kalyra scrambles away, going as quickly as she can, battered, bruised, wounded, in fact. She leaves a blood trail behind her as she clambers away into the forest. Behind her, the primordial emerges from the cave and looks after her, but does not leave. It needs to stay for some reason. It has Baron there. but it looks after her with this enormous head and the glowing orange gaze in it. She glances back, stricken with desperate shame at having walked away from her father. And that is where we're going to call the second session. If you've listened to this, I hope you found it interesting.